Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, the Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
It is week 14 in the NFL. I've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Time to pick our NFL games. Last week, I went 3-0. Brad went 3-0. Ben, you went 1-2. But I'm in the lead at 25-9, and you two are tied, right? Not too far away, 20-14. So it's still a pretty tight race as we are, you know, just a little over half of the way through the regular season. We still have the playoffs and Super Bowl and all that stuff. So it's still anybody's game.
Yes, indeed, it is. But I feel pretty strong and confident saying that you're going to run away with this one, because my hot takes have been nothing but cold. So
I'm not going to lie. I, as we've talked about, I've never won all the years we've been doing NFL picks. Like, what did Brad win? Like 3 years in a row? You won 2 years in a row? I've never won. If I win, even though it's my own show and it feels kind of ridiculous, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
I would be so happy.
Even though the first year was the COVID year, I still was happy to win.
I know. Yes, there is that asterisk, but still. All right. So the Raiders played last night. Niners are playing the Bucs on Sunday. There's so many storylines in this game. You got Mr. Irrelevant taking on the greatest of all time. You've got no quarterback has ever had their first start against Tom Brady and won. Like, it could have been Garoppolo and Brady, but that didn't happen. It's the number one defense in the NFL against the GOAT. There's a lot going on here. So what is your take on Bucks 6-6 going against the Niners 8-4 at Levi's?
I tell you, I really wanted the Garoppolo-Brady Bowl to happen. I mean, just for Garoppolo to get that monkey off his back and quit living in his shadow, because that's all everyone knows him as. And I tell you, you know, the defense of the Niners is so nasty. It is hard to, regardless who is at the helm. It doesn't matter if it's Brock Purdy. It doesn't matter if it's Garoppolo. It doesn't matter anybody. It just feels like with that defense, they are constantly in the game at any given moment. And I just don't see a scenario, because Tom Brady has been playing not like a goat. He's been playing like a sheep, and he's not throwing so well. He's not doing so well. He is Mr. Inconsistent. And I, you know, you can say a lot of different things. You could say it's his personal life. You could say all this. Honestly, you could say it's his age. All of those things are a massive factor, and it's just he's to the point where you don't know which Tom you're going to get week in and week out. And unfortunately, this week is going to be a pretty important game for them as well as it is for the Niners. The Niners want to continue to climb to the top and become the top seed, and they want to stay on top, and I just don't see a scenario where they're not just going to bring the house to Brady and get him and sack him. I mean, Tua is far more mobile and far more elusive, and they got him five times. Is that right? Five?
It was a
four
significant
times?
Number. Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't see a situation when you have Brady, who is not mobile whatsoever, is just going to get plowed. And so I think Raiders, I'm sorry. That was a Freudian slip. I think the Niners will win two touchdowns is my guess.
Two touchdowns. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot has to be made or is being made about the Mr. Irrelevant versus the Tom Brady. But I'm with you. I really think what this truly is the 49ers' number one defense against the greatest of all time. And yes, the Bucs will throw things at Purdy that will probably confuse him, because now there's a game tape on him and they can see his tendencies and all that. All he has to do is not fall out of the ship, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
If he can just,
and you've got such an established run game. You've got your key playmakers, and he didn't have any lack of confidence throwing them last week. So why would that change this week?
Yeah, absolutely. No, he looked much better than I thought. And yeah, he's going to have ups and downs, and maybe this will be a down week. Who knows? But the defense is so good, and he's got a ridiculous amount of weapons. If he can check down to any one of those guys and then use the run game, I think the Niners are going to win this one, so I'm going Niners as well. Brad has also picked the Niners, so clean sweep. We'll do the wild card games coming up next.